This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us, Bankrate analyst Ted Rossman. And Ted, we're talking about bank accounts and people, what they're doing. But I got to start off by asking you, over the last week or so, with everything going on Wall Street, I mean, how many, inquiries and how many people have been coming to you looking for any sort of advice on what to do?
It's been a busy week. My advice, though, is just stay the course. This is normal market volatility. It's not something to freak out about. You don't need to change your retirement plan. As we know, the market goes up and down any given day or week or month. It's proven to be a strong wealth creator in the long run. I would just look at the fundamentals. Look past some of the daily noise about tariffs on, tariffs off. There's a lot of uncertainty on Wall Street, but it shouldn't be a big deal for the average investor.
All right, so stay the course. You came out, or not you, but Bankrate came out with a survey, a pretty interesting one, about bank accounts. Americans with checking accounts, on average, have kept the same account for an average of 19 years, and the same goes for checking accounts. Why is this, do you think?
It's pretty staggering. It's like if you opened a bank account when your kid was born, there's a good chance that you might still have it when they go to college. We don't have that kind of longevity with a lot of things in our lives. It's very sticky when you think about checking accounts and savings accounts. An object in motion stays in motion. It's a hassle to switch banks and change all of your bill payments and direct deposits. And it's not at the top of people's to-do list to switch, and they just stick with the same bank year after year. Now, maybe that's a good thing if that works for you, but I would also note that sometimes people get stuck in accounts that no longer work for them. Maybe they moved and they no longer live close to a branch and they're paying out-of-network ATM fees, or maybe they're paying monthly service fees that could otherwise be avoided. The other big thing is that savings rates have gone up a lot at certain banks, especially online banks. You can get up to about 4.5%. You might be getting nothing or next to nothing from your big bank checking your savings account. It's a good time to shop around every now and then.
I find that interesting. You hear that advice of shopping around, switching something every so often to get the best deal. You never really think about that with bank accounts, because for a lot of us, it's just, well, here's the checking account. It lets me write checks, and it's where the money goes. And here's the savings account. Money sits there generally and doesn't do much of anything. What could the difference possibly be?
A hybrid approach could work for a lot of people. I get the argument that you don't want to reset everything. So maybe you do keep your existing checking account, assuming that works for you, but you can pair it with an online savings account. The real recent development here the past few years is that savings rates have gone up a lot at online banks and credit unions and smaller banks, not really at the big four. But if you switch to Brio Direct or My Banking Direct or another one of these online banks, they're insured by the government, insured by the FDIC, you can get up to about 4.5%. So, maybe you keep your Chase or Bank of America or Citi checking account, but then you pair that with one of these online savings accounts. That could perhaps be the best of both worlds. You have some continuity and convenience, but you're also switching to something with a much better rate. If you have a $10,000 emergency fund and you're getting 4.5%, it's basically $450 free dollars every year. It's insured by the government. It just takes a few minutes to open.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this. I'm sure that a lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, you're talking to me, right? Are baby boomers maybe the worst offenders when it comes to this?
Yeah, boomers have had their accounts the longest close to 30 years on average. And then it kind of stair steps down every generation. But even among the youngest consumers, there is surprising continuity. It's funny, I've had the same checking account for 25 years. Now, I've also taken some of my own advice and opened online savings accounts over the years. It's just important to note that, like other financial products, whether we're talking insurance or credit cards or banking, if you just renew year after year, you might not be getting the best deal anymore. Like I said, maybe you're being charged out-of-network ATM fees. Those are a record high, about $5 a pop. So, you know, maybe switch to something that lets you avoid those, or overdraft fees are another one. The average there is $27. Some people are paying $12 or $15 or $20 a month just to have the checking account. There are a lot of free options. Half of checking accounts are totally free. Most of the other half can be free if you hit certain requirements like minimum balances or direct deposits. Just doing a little bit of homework could save you potentially hundreds of dollars in fees every year.
You know, you mentioned 30 years, and I figured, yeah, that's about how long I'll definitely be with my bank. Because the last time I switched banks was when I bought a home and got a mortgage, and the bank that my mortgage is through, I was like, well, I'm going to move my stuff over here because it's just so much easier to do that. And I'll keep doing that for, you know, until the house is paid off for 30 years, probably. Do you notice that a lot with people, that it's like a big life event is the only way that they'll end up switching things over?
It can be. Honestly, a lot of people have the same checking account they opened as a teenager, and maybe it was mom and dad's bank and it became your bank. And in a way, there's a little bit of comfort in some of this longevity and continuity, but not if it's costing you money. So that's where it just makes sense to look around every now and then. Maybe the account you're in is just fine. Chances are, though, the hybrid approach is probably the best option for most people. You keep the existing checking account. Maybe you like the customer service or you like the local branch access, but it probably doesn't have the best interest rate. So that's where, because the Fed's pushed rates so much higher in the past few years, a lot has changed. Last year, you could get up to 5.5% on a savings account. Now it's about 4.5% at the high end. It's still good. Even with future rate cuts expected, I think at the end of the year, we could still see the best savings rates around 4%, but most of the big banks are at zero or close to zero. So that's where shopping around with these online banks in particular can put money back in your wallet.
Well, Ted, thank you. For me, anyway, this was a wake-up call, and I'm sure for a lot of others, too. Thanks very much. That's Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst with Bankrate.